22nd hour. Reflections and practices. Jesus burns with thirst. Do we burn with thirst for Jesus? Do our thoughts and affections have always the purpose of quenching his ardent thirst? Unable to bear the thirst that consumes him, thirsty Jesus adds, "All is consummated." So, Jesus consumed himself completely for us. And we, do we strive, in each thing, to be a continuous consummation of love for Jesus? Each act, word, and thought led Jesus toward his consummation. Do all of our acts, words, and thoughts move us to be consumed for love of Jesus? Oh, Jesus, sweet life of mine, may your consumed breath always blow in my poor heart, that I may receive the mark of your consummation. On the cross, Jesus fulfills the will of the Father in everything, and he breathes his last with a perfect act of abandonment in his most holy will. Do we fulfill the will of God in everything? Do we abandon ourselves perfectly in his volition, without looking at whether it is advantageous for us or not, just being content to find ourselves abandoned in his most holy arms? Is our dying to ourselves continuous for love of Jesus? Can we say that although we live, we do not live, that we are dead to everything in order to live not from our own life, but only from the life of Jesus? Does everything we do, think, desire, and love call the living of Jesus within us, so as to make our word, our step, our desire, and our thought die completely in Jesus? Oh, my Jesus, may my death be a continuous death for love of you, and may each death I suffer be a life which I intend to give to all souls.